Hi, I'm Mo, and today marks the start of a series about entrepreneurial journey conditioning. And this series is all about how to prepare yourself and bring back balance to your point of view as an entrepreneur. Whether you already started and running or working as a full-time entrepreneur or just thinking about it, I highly recommend that you listen to that series to the end. I will be sharing some of my stories, some of the challenges that I faced, and why, despite all the preparation that I did before starting my journey, I failed in many, many different ways. And I did all the wrong things. So let's get started. So I'm an entrepreneur who just decided to just do it after a long professional life as an engineer, a product manager, and being in different leadership positions. Prior to being a full-time entrepreneur 4.5 years ago, I read a lot of books about management, about entrepreneurship, and how to prepare myself for that journey. And yet, I made all the mistakes that those books and courses told me not to do. And the reason I was out of balance most of the time. I learned a lot about myself and about the journey, the hard way, of course. So in numbers, during the last 4.5 years as a full-time entrepreneur, I was about to shut down 3 times. One of them was just 1 week away from running out of money. I pivoted the company and the product 2x. I lost my co-founder. I rebuilt the team with my new co-founder 2x. I changed the business model more than once. I lost my father. I had the challenge to deal with 2 teenagers at the house. And I talked to hundreds of VCs and customers. Most of them told me no. Now, I was lucky and I just made an exit, and I'm far from being done, but I thought that what I learned so far worth definitely sharing with you. And I don't want you to go through the same amount of pain that I went through. It is a tough journey anyways, no matter what, but you do not want to lose yourself and your balance along the way. So this series is all about how to condition yourself as an entrepreneur for such an exciting and at the same time challenging journey. Let me get started by asking you a few questions. What is the average age of an entrepreneur in the Silicon Valley? How many years does it take to build a $1 billion company? How many venture-backed startups actually make it? Now, the answer to those questions might be a bit tricky for some, but just to share with you some of the numbers and think a bit about it. But the average age of a successful entrepreneur is 45 years. It takes around 7 to 10 years to build a $1 billion company. And 3 out of 4 venture-backed companies actually fail. And if you just think about those numbers, you may realize that some of them are not really the typical that you hear in the media. And this is where a lot of problems actually get started. A lot of entrepreneurs have misconception about when they should start their journey, how long would it take for them to be successful, and what are the odds for them to be actually successful and make it. And actually, according to a UC Berkeley study, 72 of the surveyed entrepreneurs reported self-reported mental health issues. And that's actually one of the main reasons or primary reasons for a lot of entrepreneurs losing their balance. Now, being an entrepreneur is a challenge. We always start by saying, my idea is going to be the best idea ever. It's going to be fun. And then all of a sudden, after we get started, we go through a painful journey of, you know, going down into the dark swamp of despair. And it's truly one of the hardest journeys. From the numbers that I just shared, failure is dominant. You as a founder, especially if you are the CEO of your company, you're going to feel lonely most of the time. You're going to be misunderstood for a really long time. You're going to deal with the unexpected every day, losing a key employee, unable to secure funding, losing a deal with a potential customer, the loss of unexpected stuff that can happen. And it's a long journey. It's measured in years, as I mentioned just a couple of minutes ago. And no matter how much funding you get, you're going to be always limited in resources. And that's why it's one of the most challenging journeys. Dealing with all of that and enduring all of that for years is not for everyone. Describing the entrepreneurial journey as one of the hardest journey doesn't mean that you cannot do it. I personally believe that everyone has the capacity to be a successful entrepreneur. But you want to make sure that you're doing the right stuff. You're doing the right preparation. Think of it like what the mountaineers would do before going into a long climbing journey. They need to condition themselves. And every summit is unique by itself. And one of the common mistakes that I personally did, and I see a lot of other entrepreneurs do as well in their journey, are as follows. Most entrepreneurs focus on the external factors. They try to learn, how do I do marketing? How do I become a better salesperson or a manager? They basically fall victims of the startup and hustle porn, as being called right now in the Silicon Valley and in many other places. The media, would like to show the abnormal stuff as normal. And they would like to grab your attention anyway. So they would like to, show you, for example, a college dropout building a company that worth billions of dollars in a year or less. And they're, having money thrown at them every day. That's not normal. It may happen, but it's not normal. It's not something that you would build your plan and your expectations on. A lot of entrepreneurs also ignore building internal strength. They do not really understand, or most of the time they underestimate, the amount of pressure that they're going to be under. And as a result of that, they just get broken. They get a lot of scars out of that journey, and some of them are permanent. And the last mistake that I see happening most of the time is starting late or ignoring how to heal themselves. There are many studies, recent studies that came out defining resiliency as not the ability to withstand adversity, but resiliency is how much you spend time and effort recovering yourself from intense work and stress. So this journey is all about how you can avoid those mistakes and make sure that you're focusing your energy on the right elements to be successful inside out. There is an emotional journey that any one of us will have to go through as you create something big and great. It all starts with, this is the best idea ever. It's gonna be fun. And then after that, you go downward into doing the real work and you realize, oh, it's harder than I thought. It's gonna be a lot of work. And then all of a sudden you find yourself not really liking what you do. And then you would say to yourself, this sucks. I have no idea what I'm doing. And then you go into, as a lot call it, the dark swamp of despair. And this is where you almost get lost. This is where you lose your balance. And I see a lot of entrepreneurs, including me, be in that swamp for a long time. I've been in that swamp for almost 2 years before realizing that I am in a place that I don't want to be. And then gradually, if you're really conscious about that, you start getting yourself out of that swamp. And then you say, you know what, okay, it still sucks, but I'm going to get myself out of it. And then you start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And then you say, quick, let's call it a day and say we learned something. And you want to just move on doing something different. And then things start improving until you finally, you know, say at the end of the day, this is one of the things that I'm most proud of. And your family, friends, humor, your internal strength are all tools that are going to help you going through that journey. The reason that this particular journey is really hard, that most of the outsiders do not see that. They see you getting started, excited, and then, you know, the next day they see you, you know, successful and you made an exit or you made something really great that you're proud of. They do not see that emotional journey. And it's important as you start to learn about building that internal strength to be conscious about that journey and where you are in that journey so that you can help yourself and build all the necessary elements to help you get out of that swamp when you're there. So what is entrepreneurial conditioning anyways? One of the definitions that I personally like is it's being the best version of yourself so that you learn and grow at all personal and business dimensions. If you visualize what I just mentioned about that emotional journey, you want to build a bridge that will take you over that swamp. You do not want to be in that swamp of despair. And that's possible by believing in yourself, by persistence, and of course, conditioning yourself and building that internal strength that I talked about. And that internal strength is not something that you only build yourself. It's not only internal. It's a mix of internal and external factors that they need to work together. All right. Thank you very much for being with me here today. Today was the first episode in a series of episodes that will talk about entrepreneurial journey conditioning. And as we talked at the beginning, there are a lot of misconceptions that cause entrepreneurs to have mental issues. And this journey is really one of the most challenging and one of the hardest journeys. Anyways, And there are common mistakes that entrepreneurs fall into, like focusing on the external factors. How do I do sales? How do I do marketing? And ignoring the building internal strength and building the support system around them. And also feeding victims of the startup and hustle porn. And we also talked about the emotional journey, and it's an inevitable journey that any entrepreneur will go through. And you do not want to be in that dark swamp of despair. And you want to build all the elements or the support elements around you that would take you over it and not fall into that swamp and being there for a really long time. And we define finally the entrepreneurial conditioning as being the best version of yourself so that you can grow at the personal and at the business levels. And next time I'm going to talk about the five elements that will help you to build the internal strength and keep you going through that long journey of being an entrepreneur, and hopefully come without permanent scars and keep growing and learning throughout the journey. And that's what really matters at the end. So until next time, keep looking ahead.